Libraries podcast. My name is Sarah, and I'm an adult services librarian. In this episode, we'll give you the inside scoop on upcoming programs. Angie will share some romance picks for Valentine's, learn more about volunteering at the library and homebound delivery service from Debbie, and Becky will share some picks for Black History Month.
Good crafternoon, everyone. I'm Colleen, Master Maker at the Carnegie Stout Makerspace. It's February, and everyone is in love with love. And what better place to make your Valentine something special than the Makerspace? Use the Cricut Maker 3 to make cards or iron-on t-shirt designs. Or how about a puzzle of you and your Valentine made with our sublimation printer? Put your Valentine on a pin back button to wear and show the love all year long. Visit the Makerspace for more great Valentine ideas. This month's Take and Make kits feature a cross-stitched wooden heart, worry dolls, macrame bracelets, and pinecone penguins. Or try out sublimation printing and make keychains, a Valentine's Day mug, coasters, or a personalized can koozie. These sublimation projects range from $1 to $2. No experience necessary, just drop by the Makerspace anytime during regular library hours. You bring your photos and designs, and we'll show you how to do the rest. Don't miss out on all the fun. Ask how to become a certified maker and visit us each week to keep your crafting skills sharp. Stay warm, makers, and remember, the only limit is your imagination.
Don't have to leave the comfort of home to enjoy fun and games online with Carnegie Stout. Join the library each Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. on Facebook or YouTube for virtual word search live. Type your answers into the live chat or comments box and find out who can find the most words. And on Sunday, February 13th at 6 p.m., join the library for a live trivia game on Facebook and YouTube. Not following the library on Facebook and YouTube? Search for Carnegie Stout, all one word, and be sure to click that follow button. On Monday, February 7th at 6 p.m., the Geek Out Book Club will be meeting to discuss The Past is Red by Catherine M. Valente. And on Thursday, March 8th, the Who Picked This Book? Book Club will be discussing 100 Years of Solitude by Gabriel Garcia Marquez. Copies of both titles are available to check out. On Tuesday, February 7th at 6:30 p.m., magician Michaela Oz will perform a live virtual show. I've seen some clips of Michaela's magic on her YouTube channel, including a trick she performed on a Penn & Teller special, and this is going to be a great show. Michaela performs for many audiences, but this particular show is recommended for ages 16 and up. Be sure to register today so you don't miss out on a night of fun and wonder.
Last month, we introduced Beanstack, our new reading tracker where you can log your reading, participate in challenges, and share books, badges, and reading stats with friends. While there won't always be prizes like there was with the Winter Reading Challenge, we will be featuring a new themed challenge in the Beanstack app each month. February's challenge theme is Black History Month. Celebrate Black History Month in the Beanstack app and learn about the history of Black health and wellness in the U.S. and explore mental, emotional, and physical health resources created by and for the Black community. For further reading, you can also check out book recommendations honoring the Black experience. Log your reading and activities to earn badges all month long. Again, there are no prizes other than the satisfaction of reading or learning something new. Beanstack can be accessed online or through the app available in all app stores. If you sign up through the app, make sure to choose school, library, or bookstore, enter Carnegie Stout in the Find a Site search box, select Carnegie Stout Public Library, and then continue the sign-in, sign-up process from there. If you have questions or need help with this, you can stop by to talk to a librarian at the first floor recommendations desk, the second floor reference desk, or you can email us at yourlibrarian@carnegiestout.org.
Hello, it's Angie here, Adult Services Librarian and Romance Book Selector. That's right, I get the fun job of buying the new romances for the library's collection. It's never a bad time of year to read romance novels, but the weeks around Valentine's Day can be extra special. Today, I'll share a few romance titles you can borrow from Carnegie Stout. Personally, I'm a fan of historical romance, and yes, I'm also very excited for season 2 of Bridgerton to come out. The estimated release date on Netflix is the end of March, FYI. One author I highly recommend for any other fans of historical romance is Eloisa James. Eloisa James has a series called Wilds of Lindo Castle, and it's a personal favorite. The series starts with the book Wild in Love, and that's Wild, W-I-L-D-E, Wild in Love, and follows the unconventional children of the Duke of Lindo as they find their true matches. One of the perks of being a librarian is that sometimes we get to read books before they're published. I recently read a book called The Good Girl's Guide to Rakes by Ava Lee, and I really enjoyed the main female character. She had so much agency and great energy. That book will be released towards the end of February, and it is already on order at Carnegie Stout. When it comes to contemporary romance, my colleague Sarah keeps recommending Olivia Dade, and I concur. Her most recent book, All the Feels, features an actor struggling with the pressures of fame and the former therapist hired to both help him from destroying his career. If you're looking for more Hollywood glamour, K.M. Jackson's newest book, How to Marry Keanu Reeves in 90 Days, might not be the right pick, but it is charming and a hilarious road trip of friends to lovers novel. And yes, K.M. Jackson also writes as Quanah Jackson and is the author of the beloved Real Men Knit. Mark your calendars because book 2, Not Again, K-N-O-T, is going to be published later this year. I hope this list helps you discover some new romance favorites, and I'd love to hear what titles you're falling in love with. Send us an email at yourlibrarian@carnegiestout.org, and we'll include your favorite romances in a future podcast.
Hello, listeners. This is Deb Stevenson, the Relations Supervisor here at Carnegie Stout Public Library. I have the opportunity in my position to meet and provide services to cardholders in the city of Dubuque who may be temporarily or permanently homebound due to an illness, injury, disability, or their age. The program presently provides for 25 permanent home residents in Dubuque. If you are listening and know someone who could benefit from this program, please call me at 563-589-4243 or fill out the online application on our website. You'll find the application under the tab heading Check It Out. Scroll to the bottom of the page to fill out the application. The homebound person must be a resident. That means they must live within the city limits of Dubuque, Iowa for this service. After I receive the application, I read the information and preferred interest requests, then look for the format such as large print or CD audiobooks, and hand the information to a librarian who will match their preferences to the titles we own here at Carnegie Stout. Then I assign a volunteer to deliver the books to the applicant's door. DVDs are not eligible for delivery. The same volunteer will return in 3 weeks to retrieve the read materials and deliver new materials to the homebound patron. The service is free, but any lost or damaged material is the responsibility of the cardholder. If you don't have a library card, that's no problem. I'll work with you to remedy the situation during the process. As a relations supervisor, I also supervise and assign tasks to the wonderful volunteers here at Carnegie Stout. If you're interested in delivering books routinely, or perhaps just as a substitute driver, please let me know. Again, my phone is 589 4-3, or again, you can fill it out that application on the website, this time under the Give tab, where you'll find all the available volunteer opportunities and an application. Make a warm gesture and let a friend or a loved one know about the Homebound program or the volunteer opportunities available here at Carnegie Stout by calling me or visiting the website.
Black History Month is a fundamental part of our nation's tradition in which we recognize important historical events, honorable leaders, and steps towards collective change. While we recognize that Black history is far more than a month, we wanted to share a few book recommendations to encourage reading and learning more about the Black experience. The first recommendation is Between the World and Me by Ta-Nehisi Coates. In a review from the School Library Journal, Between the World and Me is described as a series of essays written as a letter to his son, where Coates confronts the notion of race in America and how it has shaped American history, many times at the cost of Black bodies and lives. Thoughtfully exploring personal and historical events from his time at Howard University to the Civil War, the author poignantly asks and attempts to answer difficult questions that plague modern society. In this short memoir, the Atlantic writer explains that the tragic examples of Michael Brown, Trayvon Martin, and those killed in South Carolina are the results of a systemically constructed and maintained assault to Black people, a structure that includes slavery, mass incarceration, and police brutality as part of its foundation. From his passionate and deliberate breakdown of the concept of race itself to the importance of the Black Lives Matter movement, Coates powerfully sums up the terrible history of the subjugation of Black people in the United States. The next recommendation is How to Be an Anti-Racist by Ibram X. Kendi. From the National Book Award-winning author comes a bracingly original approach to understanding and uprooting racism and inequality in our society and in ourselves. The author's concept of anti-racism re-energizes and reshapes the conversation about racial justice in America, but even more fundamentally points us toward liberating new ways of thinking about ourselves and each other. Another great nonfiction read for Black History Month is Me and White Supremacy: Combat Racism, Change the World, and Become a Good Ancestor by Layla F. Saad. When Layla Saad began an Instagram challenge called #MeAndWhiteSupremacy, she never predicted it would become a cultural movement. She encouraged people to own up and share their racist behaviors, big and small. Updated and expanded from the original edition, Me and White Supremacy teaches readers how to dismantle the privilege within themselves so that they can stop, often unconsciously, inflicting damage on people of color and, in turn, help other white people do better, too. In addition to the nonfiction recommendations, I wanted to suggest a couple of fiction options by Black authors. The first is The Nickel Boys by Colson Whitehead. There is no way Elwood Curtis would ever have become a nickel boy if he was white. Raised by his strict grandmother, Elwood, who cherishes his album of recorded Martin Luther King Jr. speeches, is an exemplary student who earns admission to early college classes. But trouble whips up out of thin air, and instead he is sent to Nickel, where the Black boys are barely fed, classes are a travesty, and the threat of sexual abuse and torture is endemic. As Elwood tries to emulate Dr. King's teachings of peace and forgiveness, he is befriended by the more worldly and pragmatic Turner, and together, they try to expose the full extent of the brazenly racist, sadistic, sometimes fatal crimes against the Nickel Boys. Whitehead's magnetic characters exemplify stoicism and courage, and each supremely crafted scene smolders and flares with injustice and resistance, building to a staggering revelation. Inspired by an actual school, Whitehead's potently concentrated drama pinpoints the brutality and insidiousness of Jim Crow racism with compassion and protest. My final book recommendation is Parable of the Sower by Octavia E. Butler. By 2025, global warming, pollution, racial and ethnic tensions, and other ills have precipitated a worldwide decline. In the Los Angeles area, small beleaguered communities of the still employed hide behind makeshift walls from hordes of desperate homeless scavengers and violent pyromaniac addicts known as paints who, with water and work growing scarcer, have become increasingly aggressive. Lauren Olamina, a young Black woman, flees when the paints overrun her community, heading north with thousands of other refugees seeking a better life. Lauren suffers from hyperempathy, a genetic condition that causes her to experience the pain of others as viscerally as her own, a heavy liability in this future world of cruelty and hunger. But she dreams of a better world, and with her philosophy and religion, Earthseed, she hopes to found an enclave which will weather the tough times and which may one day help carry humans to the stars. For more reading suggestions for Black History Month, check out the list available in our online catalog under Displays.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Check It Out. If you have something you'd like to share in a future episode, please contact the library by phone at 563-589-4225 or email at yourlibrarian@carnegiestout.org. Thank you to Colleen, Angie, Debbie, and Becky for their help with this month's episode. Thank you as always to Ben Eagle, who wrote and performed the ukulele music for this podcast. And if you're waiting for the return of ukulele lessons with Ben, keep an eye on the events calendar for March. Happy reading!